right-hander Jason Adam was a fifth-round selection of the Kansas City Royals in the 2010 Major League Baseball Draft. The kid out of nearby Overland Park, Kansas, had a big arm in high school, striking out 79 batters and walking only seven his senior season. He opted out of his commitment to play college ball at the U of Missouri to play pro baseball with the KC Royals. Hello, everybody. How's it going today? Thank you again for checking out Sports and Commentary today. My name is Greg Stewart, and this is a show you helped sponsor with your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us anytime for all the info you need to connect and give and support the show at WWIB.com. Jason was in the Chicago Cubs bullpen to start the season and fell to a freak injury in May that has shelved him the rest of the season. He talked about that last time. We're getting together again with him down in Arizona, where he is doing a rehab assignment for the Cubbies. And Jason, thanks for taking time again. Let's get to know you a little bit better as a professional ball player. Give us an idea of where you've been and who you've played for, will you?
Yeah, okay. I'll try to do it as concise as possible. So I was drafted in 2010 out of high school by the Royals. And everything went pretty smoothly those first few years. Made it up to AAA by my fourth season. And then I got traded to the Twins. And my first outing with them in the minor leagues, I hurt my elbow. Just a stress fracture. I thought it was only going to be a couple months, but I ended up missing, all of 2015, all of 2016, and until August of 2017. Had to have four surgeries on it, just kind of a fluky thing. Couldn't quite get it right for a while. But so I got out of that. In the midst of that, I also got traded to the Padres. I went to the Padres at some point. And then finally got healthy with them in August, and they released me. And then I signed back with the Royals, finished out like 2 weeks of the season. And then the following year in May, I made my major league debut with the Royals. So then I went up and down, you know, how that goes, up and down with the Royals for the rest of the year. And then traded to the Blue Jays the following spring, missed the first half with a lat strain, and then up and down with them for the second half, and then they non-tendered me in the offseason, and then I signed with the Cubs last year for COVID season and was kind of up and down with them, and back with the Cubs this year, up for the first month, down for a week or so, and then this ankle injury happened.
Yeah, it's complicated with all the places you've been. Five organizations and six teams in, what, about 10 years or so. You ever feel like a pinball?
100%, yeah. I'm like, and that's just the reality of baseball. And I think especially as a reliever, it's kind of like just go where the job is. We're like trading cards, I feel like, you know. You want one? You want one? You take them for a little bit, but we've got to see some really cool places, so it's not all bad.
Yeah. You were born and raised in Overland Park, Kansas, Jason, right in the burbs of Kansas City. How big a deal was it for you to be drafted by the KC Royals?
Man, that was awesome. I think that made that day just extra special for me. And crazy, too, you know, like, because – you know how baseball goes, like a lot of guys, well, back when, I guess it's not the same way anymore, they've shortened the draft, but there's so many rounds, so many guys get drafted, like you can get lost in the shuffle, but so the fact that I got to be drafted by Kansas City, I think it just made it extra special, and all my friends and family then were more involved in a good way, and so it was a blast.
Yeah, that's good. You're age 30 now. Do you have a sense of where your pro career is heading?
Yeah, I like to say I'm 30, but my arm's only 27 because I had those 3 years off. So I'm hoping, God willing, there's several years left in his career. I also know it can end on a dime. This year, I mean, I've seen that, like how quickly things can change. So God willing, I hope I play for another 10 years. But I'm also surrendered to the point that, you know what, if God takes this game away from me, I'll be all right too.
Yeah. All right. So give me your reaction to the dismantling of the Chicago Cubs this year, all those, you know, high-priced players, playoff series players have gone. Now they've been traded. Does that give you maybe some openings there in Chicago? Does that help you out?
Yeah, it does. I mean, there's one thing I've seen throughout my career is the reality of the business side of baseball, and that's just the way things are. Teams tear down, rebuild, reload. So I think it does create a great opportunity. I think for guys, up and down guys, I just hope. I mean, I don't know what the front office plans are, and I hope if I'm back, because I could technically become a free agent at the end of the season. If I'm back with the Cubs, I'm hopeful that it's a team that, like, I hope they want us, like, to compete in the near future. I think it's fun playing on a team competing for the playoffs. I think it just winning is fun. Losing kind of stinks. So, but at the end of the day, I'll just keep playing wherever I'm at, and hopefully get to play a little bit this year, get my feet back under me, and then go compete for a World Series next year or something.
All right, reliever Jason Adam in the Chicago Cubs organization on Sports and Commentary today. A little bit more to talk about, so let's see if we can get you back on the next program here, and we'll visit about going through the ups and downs of this stuff they call professional baseball, Jason. So thank you for being here today. It's been a pleasure. God bless you.
I appreciate it. Have a good day.